Hello out there, and welcome to our Estroblast podcast. It's Mrs. Bernard and
Mr. Constant,
and we're coming to you live from the Salt Marsh Library. I never can say that right.
Yeah, you almost slipped there.
I know. And today we have a lovely guest with us. Who is with us today?
Hi, I'm Mrs. Littlefield.
Awesome.
Hi, Mrs. Littlefield.
Welcome.
Hi, thanks
welcome.
For having me.
Formerly Ms. Van Ostrand.
Truth, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She was that when she was in my class.
It was. I had
twice,
Mr. Constant,
right?
twice. Econ and American Government.
That's
how lucky
wild,
am I?
Wild.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, welcome aboard to the podcast.
Thank
and
you.
Mrs. Littlefield is joining us today to talk about the German exchange program, which we'll get to momentarily.
In a minute, yeah, because we got a lot going on here at Pinkerton.
Like what?
Well, this week I'm really excited because the jazz like ensemble concert.
Here we go. How's that go?
That's Wednesday night, and I am excited for that.
Yeah.
It's like a highlight for me. I'm going to bring my son.
They
He's
do
like
a nice
totally
job.
Into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got that on Wednesday.
Got prom coming.
And before prom, we got a wild week because
tomorrow
is our junior testing.
Science testing.
And so the schedule is a little bit different. So pay attention to that, folks. Check your email. And then Wednesday, we have an early release.
Mm-hmm.
So it is like crazy.
It is crazy.
And then on Saturday. Is the junior prom.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm-hmm. The prom.
So exciting. Are you going to be there?
I'm not going to be. I have a wedding to get to.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Well,
I'll still be dressed
the
up.
Will be good. Huh?
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah. So I know when I was in the classroom, my favorite thing to do was to be a valet parker.
Because
you got
me too.
To see everybody and all the like really
so
cool vehicles and stuff. So
we don't get to do that anymore, though.
No, but I am excited for it. It's gonna be a great weekend. So,
yep.
So we have a lot here. We're cruising to the finish line.
We are.
Gosh, the weather is gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
It is. All right. So,
it is.
So it's an exciting time at Pinkerton.
Yep, and we talked about that. I think last show how really May is the ramp up month of Pinkerton Academy. Everything happens in May, it seems.
It is. I know. And you know what just happened was Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Did
happy,
you enjoy
Happy
your
Mother's Day
Mother's
to
Day?
Both of you.
Yes, I
you
did. Think? I did. It
yeah?
was lovely.
Did you get any
Maine.
Special? Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Nice. Did you get any special presents or anything?
My son, Gus, his daycare made a little thing with handprints and a picture of us in the middle. So
you gotta love
that. You will have that on the wall for years
to come.
And it's
magnetic, actually.
Oh, that's
so it's like
awesome.
On the
refrigerator,
except it's like super big, like real big. So it's awesome, and I love it, but I don't know if it's gonna stay there.
That's great, though. That's great. That's nice. I got my car detailed by my husband.
Oh.
Yeah, and car washes for 3 months. Not by him, though.
That's funny. Yeah. I gave my wife the same thing.
Yeah, it's really it's needed.
Actually, the
right
dog
now.
Gave it to her.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
That's nice. My son wrote me a poem, too, which was really sweet. Yeah, my daughter gave me a hug, so I count that.
Doesn't get much better than that. That's
right?
Awesome.
That's a win. That's a win.
Well,
anyhow.
Down to business.
Yeah.
Mrs. Littlefield's here with us today to talk about the German exchange program, when is that happening?
So the exchange is two parts. So the first part that's coming up is the German students coming to Pinkerton, and that's in September of next year, 2023. I think it's September 29th to October 17th.
Wow.
So it's about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And then
that's a great time of year here in New Hampshire too. That's
my
awesome.
Favorite. Yeah. My favorite season is the fall.
Yeah,
it
you
is.
Know why that is?
Cross country.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
I got you. And it's also because of the fall and all that kind of stuff. They're going to be doing a lot of this things that you do in the fall. We're going to go to Max Apples picking and up to see the foliage and all that kind of stuff. And then the flip side of the exchange, when the Pinkerton students will travel to Germany, that's going to be next June. So 2024, ooh. June 15th to I think like July 3rd or something.
Oh,
so it's
awesome.
Equivalent.
Ooh, they might miss a final exam or two. They'll have to take them.
There's a potential. Yes. Yeah. There is a potential. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
we'll see.
So how many students do you have involved right now? Are you looking to
we're
get
We're still
more?
Looking, yeah. So at this point, we're just taking applicants for specifically, well, hopefully the whole exchange. If you are able to host and you would also like to travel, mm-hmm. you can fill out an application and there's a space on there that you'll say that you're interested in both. But specifically, I'm looking just for hosting students, and we need 16. And I'm still getting some people with expressing interest and things like that, and mm-hmm. coming to get applications and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to keep asking probably until the end of the year, and then even into next fall if needed.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. How many kids do you have currently signed up?
Four.
Okay, so we're wide open.
Yeah, wide open. And there's a little bit of a discrepancy of juniors that are this year juniors who next year will be seniors. So it's still up in the air if they're going to be able to travel in June and everything. So more to come. Hopefully next week there'll be an update, I'm sure. But if anything, if you still want to be still, you can absolutely 100% host if mm-hmm. you are a senior next fall.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
how do they, so what do they do to get more information?
So they can email me at klittlefield@pinkertonacademy.org to get just information if they have specific questions or anything like that. I can absolutely answer any and all questions. I can also send them I have an info sheet that I can send along to them, or I can even send the application to them as well so they can look at that, or they can come to room 44 in the Shepherd building. So it's on the way to the underclassmen calf. It's at that really long, awkward, echoey hallway.
Yeah.
And they can just pop their head in and I can hand off an application and an info sheet to them as well.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Can you talk about why that's so important to be involved in this? Because I've seen a lot of kids get involved. Actually, my son, we hosted a student from Basque years ago. Still Facebook friends with him. It's pretty cool. So can you talk to that a little bit about, like, what's the value of this?
So I think it's, and I just said all this stuff, and I'm trying not to repeat myself too much, but at the same time, this is the first time your listeners have listened to mm-hmm. me. We did a YouTube video that all the flexes, it's a gem. You'll like the music, Roger, for sure.
Yeah.
Donna Smith over in video production mm-hmm. made for us, and wonderful. She's amazing, and it looks mm-hmm. great. Anyway, so the big thing is it's just cultural awareness that there is a bigger world than America, mm-hmm. definitely a bigger world than Pinkerton Academy. And this is a great way that if you are able to financially, you're able to comfort wise travel, absolutely do so. But this is also a great way of having that exposure, but you don't have to leave Derry, New Hampshire, Hooksett, wherever mm-hmm. you live, that the culture comes to you. You're going to have somebody living with you, and you're going to be able to ask them questions. They're going to be able to ask you questions. And I think the coolest thing is that they are going to be your peer. They are your peer, right? Mm-hmm. They're your same age as the students are, and they just happen to live on another continent around the world. Huh? So,
really cool.
And these students coming from Germany, they do speak English, correct? Because I know that sometimes.
Yes, they speak very, very well. They are higher level English students as well. And I mean, Germany and most other countries around the world have English at such a young age too, that they're, even though it's their second language, they're still pretty fluent in it. So,
but you don't have to be in German to do this at Pinkerton.
Correct. In the past, it used to be. So like I actually hosted a German student when this was under Mr. Vitonis, and there was that exchange, and it mm-hmm. was very much like the Spanish exchanges now that you need to be in a Spanish class to do it.
Right.
This is different, that it's more of a cultural exchange. So if you speak German, great. But before, leading up to when we travel and when they come here, we're going to do little like, how do you say hello? Mm-hmm. How do you say this, that? Awesome. So it's not a prerequisite to have to travel or to host at all. So this is just cultural. Completely cultural.
Nice.
Yeah.
This really goes out to Mr. Soika. Ich bin ein Berliner. He'll get it.
Well, that's really exciting. Sounds like an awesome opportunity.
It is exciting. It isn't. You are correct. It's an awesome opportunity. Travel is so important to be involved in that cultural exchange. I think that's a great idea. I went to Mexico a couple times with Senior Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal trips. A lot of fun. Very educational. And I feel like this is going to be the same. I know you had asked me if I wanted to join along. I don't know if you still need me.
I still do. Oh, there's still that fourth part. Yeah. I need another chaperone.
To think
that's
about
amazing.
That.
But
you're going at the end of next June.
Next June. Yeah. And I do, just to pair it off of what you just said, Roger, is that I think and I haven't traveled in a while because, I mean, most of us haven't, right? Because of COVID and all that kind of stuff. But this trip was actually supposed to run. It ran. Half of it ran back in 2019, which is when I got involved.
Oh.
That Senior Frank had it.
Oh, yeah.
And they came, and it was great. And they were here for Mac Plaque and the German students and all that stuff. Half of it happened, and then Senor Frank passed the ball, as it were, and to me, and that I was going to take it, but we were going to go together with the students in June, but then COVID hit. So
stinking COVID.
Yeah, right? So this is kind of resurrecting the trip and everything.
Oh,
but I think the biggest thing is, like what you just said, is there's no better feeling of being like just your mind's blown of just like the bigger world. And it's so refreshing.
Sure.
I don't know what other, you can't even describe it. You have to feel it of just like, and you can get that same feeling just by meeting somebody. And what a great opportunity of having somebody come and stay with you for a bit and have lifelong experiences. Yeah. I still talk to my exchange student that I had also in that program. So
that's really cool. Hey, thanks for bringing that to our students.
Absolutely.
In our community. That's awesome.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Awesome.
So I think that, our question.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so you've been a longstanding member of our community.
I have.
Yeah, so I feel like it's going to be super easy for her to answer our question. Yeah. So we always ask our guests if they have a shout out to somebody, anybody, just in the community or at school, somebody they just want to, I don't know, give a little extra love to.
I'm going to give it to Mrs. McKitten, actually. I guess I have two. No, I'm going
to say.
You're allowed to.
Hey, you're allowed
Mrs. McKitten, Liz McKitten, her and I teach. We're neighbors down. Mm-hmm. She's 43, I'm 44. Yep. And we are actually co-teaching. We've done co-teaching for U.S. History most of this year, and it's fantastic.
Really cool.
Yeah, and we're really excited that and very lucky that even though with the social studies wing getting demolished and all that stuff.
We're
getting displaced. We're not in 43, 44, actually. We're getting bumped over to the English building, but we're still going to be able to
that's great.
To run our show and all that
so
stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, so really excited about that. But also to Miss Kelly Warsman, that is stepping away from Pinkerton and everything, but just going to miss her a lot.
Yeah,
but
she's
on
tremendous.
To big things. So
Good for her.
That is great opportunity for her.
I do want to mention this, Liz McKitten, former student of mine as well.
I didn't know that.
She was Miss DiGiulio back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was a student of mine, government class. Yeah, it's great to see these fantastic teachers coming back to Pinkerton and doing such great work here. So very proud of that.
I have this burning question. Like, how does her last name have no vowels?
Isn't that awesome?
It's
Mr. Soikas
sometimes
refers to her as... Mrs. No vowels, like that's what he refers to her.
But Y can sometimes be a vowel.
I know, but
and
it's
in this
just
case, it would be
the English language.
Would you like me to sing the song
A
E I O U and sometimes Y?
It just blows my mind. It just blows my mind.
It is pretty interesting.
Yeah, right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
I guess on that note.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
So
Mrs. Littlefield, thanks for being here. And to both of you, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
And have a great week. Yeah, to all the mothers.
All right. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.